It's the 18th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Hannah Ingram Moore and family members were present at an appeal meeting yesterday to determine whether the spa building on their Master Moreton property will be torn down. Miss Ingram Moore says the spa would benefit the community even though it was listed for private use in the resubmitted proposal to Central Bedfordshire Planning Inspectorate. It was also announced yesterday by Scott Stamp, the family's lawyer, that the Captain Tom Foundation will be shut down once the investigation by the Charity Commissions has concluded. Captain Sir Tom Moore raised over £30 million for the NHS, walking 100 laps in his garden. The Planning Inspectorate will soon release their final decision. A five-week consultation began yesterday on RNA Energy's East Park Energy Project. The scheme involves a solar farm with battery storage capacity that will be built on the outskirts of Bedford to provide sustainable energy output back to the national grid. The public dialogue will conclude on the 21st of November. 300 jobs will be lost in Luton as roller bearing company SKF is due to close its manufacturing facility by the end of 2024. Its operations will be relocated to Poland in a scaled shutdown over the next year. Regional President David Johansson says, "We are committed to ensuring full support and assistance is provided to all those affected. SKF has been a part of Luton's economy for 100 years. Bookies are placing their bets on the Mid-Bedfordshire by-election results this upcoming Thursday. They believe there is a 50% chance that the Tories, through their candidate Festus Akinbusawai, will hold on to the seat in the constituency. And that's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.